The following episode may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
No, and then hold on. Can I get like 3 honey sandwiches? You hold the tomatoes.
No, there's oil. No tomatoes on honey sandwiches, sir.
Okay, can I get 3 honey sandwiches with extra tomatoes? And there's Richard Ratner rave saying, Jesus, don't you see? There's old Mrs. K carrying an apple pie behind the green haired girl hanging on the slide. Well, the mayor stumbled off the train, he's looking for a dime. There's Jim searching in his brain for a decent rhyme. The ghost of Top Hat Dana never leaves the place. Every time I see a park bench, it's hiding out his face.
Welcome to the Dice Fiends one-shot of Coffee and Chaos, a game made by Cobblepath Games in which our baristas try to survive a day of work. If you like what you hear here, now hear this here, and check out the Coffee and Chaos Kickstarter when it launches in March. You hear? Okay, so hello everyone. Welcome to the Dice Fiends. We are playing Coffee and Chaos today, and we have some special people playing with us. So starting with Sean, can you introduce yourself, your character, and your pronouns?
Absolutely. My name is Sean. I am playing Bartok, and my pronouns are they, them.
All right. Matt?
Hi, my name is Matt. Today I'll be playing Corbin Dallas, and my pronouns are he, him.
All right, and Lily.
My name is Lily. I will be playing Lindsay, because I couldn't come up with another name, and my pronouns are she, her.
And I will be your coffee master, Eric. My pronouns are he, him. All right, so Coffee and Chaos is basically just a fun little game where you get a deck of cards, you get some cutlery, and you play it running a coffee shop. So I am going to ask each of the players. My brain just shut down, but I'm going to ask each of the players to... One moment. Hey, can I get the character names again? out one ear.
So the Sean. So I think Sean's was Bartok?
Bartok, yes.
Okay, Bartok.
I changed my Zoom name.
Yeah.
It's Corbin Dallas.
Thank you.
Multipass.
Mine is Lindsay.
Bartok, Corbin, Lindsay.
So we have Lindsay, Corbin, and Bartok.
Yes.
One of these things is not like the other.
All right. So I'm going to ask each of our 3 players one question to determine what kind of coffee shop they're running. So.
Perfect.
Bartok. Let's see. Let's go down. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cozy is your coffee shop? 1 being like fresh, like really one of the really modern coffee shops, and 10 being like nice home and mom and pop, like furniture everywhere.
Probably like a 7.
All right. Corbin. On a scale of 1 to 10, how big is your coffee shop?
I'm assuming 10 being the highest.
And biggest, 10 being rather. Big, 1 being small.
1.
Wow, okay. It's just a little hole in the wall. And Lindsay. How professional, how friendly is your coffee shop on a scale of 1 to 10? With 1 being super professional, 10 being very friendly. Like, everyone knows everyone's name.
I think my gut instinct would be that, like, a small, cozy coffee shop would be pretty high. So I'm going to go with a 3.
3? Oh.
Make this interesting.
All right, so it's somewhat professional.
It's pretty professional, not super friendly.
All right, that's...
Very small and cozy, though.
All right. So, 1 to...
Small, cozy, and somewhat alienating.
2 knives, 2 spoons. Okay, so you are starting off with 2 knives, 3 spoons, and 1 fork in your coffee shop's pile.
Oh, God.
And each of you have a single piece of silverware plus your teaspoon for your own personal stuff. And the silverware is your learned approach.
Could you go over those numbers again real quick?
We have 2 knives, 3 spoons, and 1 fork in the coffee shop pile. And each of your characters has a learned approach. That's just how you learned to do things.
Okay.
Which basically is easy. And that's the piece of silverware you have. You also each have a teaspoon, which can be discarded to go on break in between rounds.
And I believe your natural approach is the more comfortable one, which is the one you can use any silverware for, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this will all sound so much better after it's edited together. Or maybe
it always
will. I am certain it will, yeah.
It always does.
It always... Well...
Unless I just don't edit it.
Just don't edit.
Way to throw shade, huh?
So, in this, we'll just be doing one day at the coffee shop, and I'll be representing that by having 3 rounds, morning, afternoon, and evening. And speaking of rounds, each round will begin with a hitch. Well, we begin with a hitch. So, there's 1 hitch a day every session, and this is a persistent problem which is never resolved and must be worked around constantly. An overarching concern, or the main hook of the session. Bartok, can I get you to draw me a card?
Absolutely. 3 of spades.
3. Alright, so your hitch today is there is a visiting animal in your coffee shop.
What animal is it?
It is... Let's say a greyhound.
What? What a curious long boy.
Oh, dear.
Or girl.
How did that get in here?
Oof. 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 All right. Oh, also, hey, Lindsay, what's the name of your coffee shop?
Oh. Lindsay.
Cafe Lindsay.
Is that good with everyone?
Fine by me.
Works for me.
Alright, so I guess Lindsay is the manager of the coffee shop.
No.
Well, it's named Cafe Lindsay, so this is going to be confusing.
Not the owner. The owner is named Lindsay, though.
Oh. Okay, well.
Were you hired because your name is Lindsay as well?
We don't talk about that.
I think I wear a name tag that says Lindsay on it, even though I'm Bartok.
Ah.
Welcome, Lindsay. My name is Bartok. I'm sure that doesn't cause confusion.
Yeah. Speaking of confusion, first start of this round, we are going to draw a catastrophe. So one is drawn at each of the round, and they can be temporarily solved by dedicating a piece of cutlery from their own stash or the cafe's pool and placing on catastrophe. And then you describe how you solve it. And as long as the cutlery is there, it won't be an issue. However, if the cutlery is removed, the catastrophe recurs. All right.
Oh, no.
So we are going to go to Corbin. Draw a card.
It is the 7 of spades.
Nice. All right. 7 black. All right. So starting out, Lindsay, Bartok, Corbin, you are at the cafe today in the morning alone. Lindsay, the owner. Lindsay, parentheses, the owner. Close parentheses.
Separate Lindsay.
Yeah, separate Lindsay.
Not me.
Owner Lindsay is off on vacation, so it's just the 3 of you manning this.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. That's why you have Lindsay's name tag on, Bartok.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so, yeah, a greyhound just wanders into the cafe. You don't know how it got there. Like, While someone's trying to usher the Greyhound out, the power goes out.
Oh, no.
What would you like to do now?
Again? Sorry, we just fixed this last week.
Loose wire in the breaker.
I'll deal with the dog. Go over to the dog and extend my hand, wait for it to be okay with me, and then start petting it.
Okay. Lindsay was the only one here who knew how to deal with this, and she went on vacation. So I guess I'll call her. I'll be right back. I'm using my learned approach, I think. Which is...
So you're gonna put your spoon onto this catastrophe?
That's right.
Alright. Power outage. Okay. Lindsay spoon. Alright. So yeah.
I'm just trying to call the boss to see what to do about the power. Hey, Lindsay, are you there?
Hey, Lindsay, what's up?
Yeah, I hate to bother you on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Power went out again.
Were you running, too many appliances or something?
I have no idea what they were doing in the kitchen.
You know, you're not supposed to run more than both the coffee makers at once.
Got it. I'll write that down somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't write that down.
I'm pretty sure I told Bartok.
They must not have told me. What should I do about the power?
Flip it a couple times, try turning some things on and off again. It should reset itself. It should reset. Just don't get too much running at once.
Okay, yeah. I'll do that.
Oh, all right.
Oh, she hung up.
Yep.
It's very...
Okay, well, I guess I'll go do it. I'll go do what she said, flip the breakers.
All right.
I imagine it's very easy to run too many things here, because there's one outlet in this tiny shop.
I definitely have my phone and a laptop plugged in, along with both coffee makers right now.
So, I have to, wager, right?
No, you just have to put your spoon on it. So, okay. If your spoon gets...
Oh, this is a catastrophe. Okay.
Yeah, if your spoon gets discarded, for whatever reason... The power will go out again.
Okay. I think the power's back, everyone.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I put my spoon on it.
Oh, you connected the circuit? Good idea.
Yeah.
I just put it on top.
I think it's exposed enough so that happens usually.
I also flipped some of the breakers, like Lindsay said to do.
Oh, that's probably good, too.
Huh. But really, it's the spoon. The spoon is really the thing, I'm sure, that's fixing that breaker right now.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the wheel that needed greasing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Lindsay, as you come out, some customers are finally funneling in. Someone does ask why there's a dog in the coffee shop. And comments on it that it must be kind of unhygienic. Are you sure this dog is safe to be in here?
Oh, it's fine. Greyhounds are actually hypoallergenic dogs.
I'm sorry. I have a dog allergy, though.
Well, it's actually a wolf, so you should be fine.
Okay. Can I get a cafe mocha frappe latte with whipped cream and 2 shots of sugar?
I'll get right on that.
Thank you.
I start making a drink. I was only half listening to what she was saying, so I probably got about half the things in that drink right. But
cafe mocha latte smart. Chino Frappadino with a donut on top, I think.
Yeah, yep, that sounds about right.
That's exactly it. And she doesn't complain, but she still doesn't tip.
Oh.
Crappuccino.
Look, you may not have done your job right, but you deserve that tip.
That's true.
And Lindsay, can I get you to draw a card for me?
Oh, absolutely. I say in character.
For this snafu.
Ace of clubs.
Ace of clubs, and clubs is black.
Yeah, clubs. That's the three.
All right. Yeah. So, you know all those things you had plugged into the single power outlet, Bartok?
Yep.
A fire starts. The strip just...
All snafus are a wager, right?
Yes.
I'll wager my learned approach, which is the knife, the quick action, and I will empty the coffee pot that's brewing the drip on top of the fire.
I don't think you're supposed to do that for an electrical fire.
No, it's electrical.
You're really not.
All right. Draw a card. Draw a card for waging your cutlery.
Eight of hearts.
All right, so hearts represent an auto win for your approach. I don't know how it happened, but
it's the coffee and the fire extinguisher are actually the same thing. So it's one of those foaming coffee pots.
Oh, it's like an espresso.
Yeah.
Oh, I see it. You use like you use like creamer.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
In one of those foamers. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So
you just like grab the fire extinguisher by accident.
I go to grab the coffee pot and accidentally grab the fire extinguisher. If it's an auto win, that makes sense.
Yeah. Jesus. Just introduce disadvantage to this game just for that role. All right. With that snafu behind you, what are you all doing now? It's still the morning.
So mm-hmm. You saw a fire break out, and you dumped the coffee pot on it.
Yeah, it was my first instinct. Upon further thought, it really wasn't my best plan, but everything worked out okay, other than I think I broke my laptop, but that's okay. And then I go and I unplug all of the stuff that I had plugged into that outlet. And
yeah, I thought I told you to unplug all that stuff after I called the boss.
Yeah. Yeah, but then the lady came in and I had to make the drink and it slipped my mind. I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Whatever.
So
model employee.
Corbin is trying to take care of this dog, make sure it gets pets. He takes his belt off and wraps it around the dog's neck and then like ties it to a chair or a table just so it can't run away. And then he like flips its ears open and tries to get a read on the tattoos that all greyhounds have inside their ears, which tells you exactly their track history and all that stuff. Yes, Eric, you've made a terrible mistake by using greyhounds randomly. I know everything there is about greyhounds.
Oh, dear.
So he goes to greyhounddata.org and starts finding where this greyhound left the track, what shelter it went to, where it was adopted to, and tries to call them up to find out who might own this greyhound.
Okay, so this is probably a spoon.
Yeah, probably.
No, this can't be solved over the course of.
Okay.
This will just be a recurring problem.
Well, I'll start by just using the belt then to secure.
All right.
That'll be a quick and decisive approach. A knife, if you will, on this dog.
Well, do not use a knife on the dog.
No, I don't think you do wager.
No, you don't. I'm just
yeah, you're just doing this to kind of mitigate it.
Fair enough.
And as you're calling, the funny thing is the shelter's closed on weekends.
That checks out.
And it's a weekend. And as you're calling,
oh, shit.
Bartok and Lindsay can just see the dog starting to, like, it's a homie cafe, but I'm going to say that Lindsay is kind of cheap. So you can see the dog walking and, like, the chair just dragging behind it.
Yeah.
And Corbin, can you roll me a catastrophe? Can you draw me a card for another for the second snafu?
Two of clubs.
Two of clubs.
Spades, two sorry. Of... Spades.
Two of... Oh, look. Sorry. All right, so the dog bumps into some... Bumps into a table. Knocks over all the glasses on that table. And now you just have broken glass on the floor.
If you would like, one other fun greyhound fact is they bleed profusely at the minorest of injuries.
I wouldn't like that. But sure.
Now you know that.
The dog is hurt, too.
I know I make that sound bad, but greyhounds are delightful animals, deserving of love.
Corbin.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I just hear glass shattering?
Son of a... I'll get the dustpan. Can you get some, like, bandages or probably, I don't know, a tourniquet at this point?
Yeah, I guess I'll go see if I can find the first aid kit.
Maybe wrap some coffee filters together.
So who wants to resolve this snafu?
Well, I think I said I was going to get some, first aid kit.
I suppose Lindsay will be the more pressing one since Corbin can just... scoop up the pieces of glass. No hurry. So, Lindsay, what would you like to wager?
Well, I'm out of spoons. I guess I could use... So, we can use the cafes, right? Or no?
Yes, you can use the cafes.
Okay, so how many spoons does the cafe have?
Cafe is 3 spoons.
I guess I'll use one of those to, remember where Lindsay told me the first aid kit was hidden? I don't know why we hid it.
All those people wanting to be helped.
It's a liability having that out there. People
will think why do you need a first aid kit? Yeah. Are you expecting people to get injured? Gotcha.
Yeah, someone got injured. Yeah, I'm just going to use the spoon to remember where Lindsay... Actually, I'm going to call Lindsay again and ask her where the first aid kit is.
All right.
Lindsay.
Hey, I hate to bother you on your vacation.
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's the first aid kit?
Did another kid get injured?
Something like that.
Jesus Christ. It should be in my office.
Okay, thank you. And I hang up.
Alright. So, yes. You get the first aid kit. Now, you're wagering a spoon. Draw a card.
Alright. 5 of diamonds.
You are able to... You beat it? So you are able to successfully treat the dog. Oof. It's still dragging along the chair, but still.
Alright. Just sit still, you...
Oof. I'm going to say for now, that's the morning. And you can... Y'all can choose to go on your break right now before the afternoon, so you would discard the teaspoon... In order to go on break with another character, roleplay the conversation, get a cup of coffee or maybe, and after that you can regain a piece of cutlery you've discarded.
So do we only get one break?
You only have 1 teaspoon, so yes.
Okay.
I'll go on break because I did discard my knife, so.
So, what would you do on your break, Bartok?
I think I grab a cup of coffee for sure, and I sort of head out back, and because I'm on break alone, I guess I pull out my phone like I'm gonna call someone, and then I realize that my only friends are inside the coffee shop, But that's okay. I enjoy the silence, and I think that maybe there's a cool bird across the street, and I just try and snap a good picture of this bird.
Yeah, I'll say you
start chasing the bird.
And then I spill my cup of three bean soup all over the place as I'm running up. I got a cool picture of the bird, I guess.
You got a cool picture of the bird, yes.
And I think
sounds nice.
Yeah, it was like a nice restful, peaceful break. Just kind of being with myself and the bird.
Nice. So that recharges your knife.
Awesome.
Looked at a bird, got a knife.
At the beginning of the afternoon portion, I'm going to have Corbin draw me the catastrophe for this.
Nine of hearts.
Six staff.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that blue bean soup.
Maybe that bird got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I know what happened. Bartok? Because the coffee shop does famously mix its fire extinguisher very close to the coffee machine and foamer.
Oh no.
You are having some adverse reactions. There might be some fire extinguishing chemicals in your three bean soup.
Guys, something's wrong. Something hurts. I guess that break wasn't so restful after all.
You can't be sick. This is for food service. We can't have someone leave.
I can tell. I'll make it. I think. And then I start to foam a little at the fire extinguisher.
Bartok, where did the bowl next to the coffee maker go?
I got it right here. do you need it?
This is empty. I'm not worried about the bolt. What happened to it?
I needed it.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
That was oil.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was just cooking oil.
Oh.
Why did you?
I thought it was honey. It looked like honey. I had some toast. I wanted a sandwich, and I just I spread it on. It tasted fine.
And you ate all of the oil?
Yeah. I was really hungry. I mean, I had a lot of toast to go through. On the break, and dry toast is.
That's a pretty understandable mistake to make. I mean, I've done it too. Maybe we should stop putting that bowl there.
And now we're out of oil. We can't.
It's okay. Maybe we can encourage you to vomit some of that oil up, and then we'll run it through some filters.
Absolutely not. That is not happening. No, not in a million years.
So until someone puts cutlery on this sick condition, you will not be able to work.
Okay.
All right.
You're just not able to do it without foaming at the mouth and maybe vomiting a little.
What if I take my knife and suggest you ingest a whole bunch of used coffee grounds because they're very neutral by that point. It'll give your stomach something to work on, reduce the amount of time the oil sits in there and then is dumping into your system. Maybe that'll help your body calm down. I'm going to use my knife to help you eat way too much.
Like taking a charcoal pill for poison.
I was just going to give you a dowel and send you to the bathroom.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, take this knife and make yourself vomit.
I'll get that oil out.
Bartok is sick. Corbin knife.
I feel like knife is quick and decisive, right?
Yeah.
Using, so I'm just eating coffee grounds now.
Yeah. I imagine Corbin just tosses the coffee grounds and then go to the bathroom and eat this.
Just like shoving them in your mouth.
Like coffee grounds is more of a creative solution.
That's my learned approach is nice. Fork. So I could fork these coffee grounds into rather than knife them if you'd prefer.
So, do you want to put your fork on there instead?
Yeah, I'll put my fork on that instead of the knife.
Corbin fork. All right. So, with that temporarily out of the way, I did mess up earlier. Instead of having you draw snafus one at a time, each of you are going to draw your snafu all at once. All right, so Bartok.
4 of clubs.
Corbin?
8 of hearts.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I got my driver's license here. No, it's an ace of spades.
Ah, got him.
Got him.
The ace of spades!
I drew my driver's license out of this deck of cards.
Wow. Wow.
Don't know how that got in there.
Sorry, Owen Wilson was just very impressed with that.
Sometimes Owen Wilson just needs to come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta be himself.
All right. Yep. So, for the catastrophes, the snafus are a messy explosion, which I'm not going to editorialize on that and let you decide what that is.
We know what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Oh, and surplus ingredients. Oh, thank God. I was reading from the wrong column. You have surplus ingredients. You have so much honey, but you've run through your honey.
Oil.
A delivery driver. And a customer demanding something not on the menu. So yeah, so Bardock, as you come back, there is a customer at the counter being like, yeah, can I have a waffle mocha latte with ghost nut filler?
A waffle mocha latte with ghost nut filler. We don't have, we've got the ghost nut, but we don't carry waffles.
Why don't you carry waffles?
Well, because...
Aren't you a coffee heavy, shop?
Man. Yeah, waffles, it's bad for my back. I can't, I'm really terribly sorry. Can I wager a fork for the
lying?
No, my creative solution is maybe there's like a diner across the street and I can run and get a waffle.
All right, go for it.
All right.
So you wager a fork and draw a card.
Ace of spades.
Unfortunately, that is, forks are beaten by forks, which are clubs, are beaten by spoons, which are spades. Mm-hmm. So you suggest that, but she's like, I don't have time for that. After like spending like a few minutes arguing with you, I have to be at work. And she storms out, yet like swearing and like, she bumps into the dog. Stupid mutt. The dog is now, like, paws up on a table trying to get at a piece of toast. Successfully getting at a
with
piece of toast. Greyhounds are tall. He doesn't even need paws up on a table. There's toast in that dog's mouth now.
That's going to be a 1-star review.
Yeah, we're going to hear about that on Yelp.
Yep.
Yep. And at the... And you discard that fork you wagered. And at the back door you hear.
Oh, God.
Delivery.
I'll get it. I'll get it. I got a lot of muscles. Okay. I'll help out.
Yeah, you got the muscles.
Corbin goes to the back and just, like, throws the door open. All right, well, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's go.
All right, all right. Yep, let's hear. Okay. Here you go. And... I would say that's a knife. Yeah, you're just
fucking being decisive. Going at it, yeah. Well, throw the knife away.
I wouldn't throw it. I would just put it gently.
Got it.
It's a very soft fucking knife.
So, yeah. What's interesting is that the listeners can't actually see what you just said.
So I literally threw a knife. I didn't actually throw it.
It's the renowned visual medium, the podcast.
Yeah. Everyone look at this face I'm making.
Actually, Matt, in fact, did throw a knife right across the table. We are all recording this live.
Yeah.
2020.
It's true.
One.
2021, yes.
Hold on, the knife
we
went...
We had another person...
There you go, your knife sound.
We had another person who was getting ready to record with us, but Matt just threw it right into their chest. They're gone now.
Yeah, it actually spun like across the table and landed like a centimeter away from their heart. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that was interesting.
It's a good thing we know where that first aid kit is.
Yep.
It's in our office.
Draw a card. Any card.
We're actually in a real life coffee shop.
Five of hearts?
Five of hearts, that's an auto success. So you are fucking yoke. You take it back to the supply room.
I'm like moving the delivery guy to get him out of my way. I'm so pumped.
But you do run into another problem. You have too many ingredients back in the back.
No.
Like, you have so much honey, you have some cooking oil, they're right next to each other. You have cups, you have other cups, you have plates. So many ingredients. Cups and plates are ingredients, technically. Especially if they're bread cups and bread plates.
Cups.
I love a bread plate.
It's what an ice cream cone is. It's a bread cup.
Yeah.
Bread plates are great for oil.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's tough. That's bread plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Who would like to handle this, Snafu?
I guess I should. So we have all these ingredients here. And you know what? I haven't eaten since this morning. I'm going to make myself a sandwich.
Alright.
And that will solve this problem.
Would that be a what kind of solution would you say?
Can you use any type of approach for these?
Yes, you can either wager one in the shop silverwares, or if you wanted to use another piece of cutlery for your knife, you could use any piece of cutlery for the knife, since it's your learned approach. Or,
my natural approach, I can use any piece of cutlery for. I know I can use a spoon. Can I use the fork? Because I don't have that as one of my approaches.
The shop has a fork still.
Well, I have a fork. I just don't have it on my character sheet.
Yeah, the shop has a fork you can use.
You can also... Any cutlery you spend can be converted to your preferred type.
To my natural approach, yeah, which is the knife.
Yeah.
I have a fork here that I haven't used. Can I use that as a...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
I guess I'll use
I just thought you said your character had a...
I just mean because I have... Only... So my natural approach is a knife, my learned approach is a spoon.
So I think those are the only two pieces of cutlery you start with.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, in that case, I'll use one of the shops.
Yeah, you'll use the shop fork.
To make a sandwich.
Alright, so you made your wager. Now draw a card. Any card. The one on the top, preferably.
Three of clubs.
Three of clubs. Alright, so it is a tie. It is a draw, so the snafu is resolved, and that you or another character must wager again. So I'm going to say that you cleared some space with your sandwich, but there's just a lot of extra shit.
I gotta make another sandwich. Hey, Corbin, do you want a sandwich?
No, let me just drink all the water that we have extra back here. We don't need this purified water.
Oh, that's a good idea. Bartok, do you want a sandwich?
I can eat another sandwich.
Yeah, okay, and I won't put oil on this one.
That's probably all right, the best.
Who wants to wager this? Is Corbin drinking all the water?
Corbin's going to drink all the filtered water so that it's not just taking up space.
Alright, so as you're making another sandwich, you just see Corbin just grab a jug of water and start downing it. Do you have a fork, sir? Or is that a knife?
I do not, but I can convert a spoon into either one of those, right? Because those are my two approaches.
Oh, so you have... Your approaches are a fork and knife? Yeah. I'm going to say, you can convert one of the shop spoons.
Now, does that discard it, or is it just, like, placed somewhere?
They'll discard the spoon.
So yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
You've made a fork wager. So draw a card.
Four of spades.
Fork of spades.
The fork
of spades. Unfortunately, the snafu resolves badly because spades beats clubs. Okay, Corbin, you, like, even, miraculously even halfway through the club, you start to realize this is a bad idea. Your eyes go wide, the jug just clatters the floor, spilling water everywhere. You begin hacking up water, and you have to discard, you have to remove a piece of cutlery you had on a catastrophe. So Bartok. Yeah. Seeing this, you suddenly feel very sick again, as you see Corbin just hacking up water.
I'm very, like, reactionary, one of those people who you see someone puking and then you just go off. So having drunk all of that oil, I guess I'm running back to the bathroom to shove more coffee grounds in my mouth, and that's all not working. So maybe I try and force myself to just get it out.
All right. What piece of silverware would you like to place on your catastrophe?
On the catastrophe, I'll put my knife. I think
All right.
It seems to be the most
knife
appropriate.
All right. So yeah, you just make induced vomiting in yourself as that's happening, and we are going to the evening portion. Does anyone want to go on
break? I need to go on break after just hurling up a stomach worth of water.
Might as well.
Miraculously, no one has been inside in the coffee shop in a while.
Poor, stupid Corbin.
I need to replace that.
Drinking all that water.
I need to replace that water with something. I'm going to go in the boxes of waffles that we just got from the delivery guy and nibble on some waffles.
Oh, that's all a great idea, yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll go on break too.
Well, you should have a waffle. They're really good.
We have waffles?
We do now. I found space for them in my stomach and the shelf where the water was.
Yeah, I guess I'll grab one.
They have like a coating of sugar on the top. I think these are like dessert waffles and not breakfast waffles.
Oh.
They're also shelf stable, which is a little alarming, to be perfectly honest. These should be frozen or something, right? Nice. Or in individual packages, but here they're just, like, packed in here like Oreos.
Oh, these are Oreos.
Waffle-like, right?
You're just, like, talking about these Oreos like they're actually waffles. They're just Oreos.
I'm gonna have, like, disgusting-looking teeth.
Oh, dear. If only we had water left.
Yeah, oh, maybe I should get into the milk. That would really help with these. Oh, man. It's a good thing I didn't eat these before throwing up all that water. I should get the mop, actually, now that I think of it. There's water everywhere.
I assume Bartok is, like, mopping it up.
Oh, thank you, Bartok. You got my back.
Yeah.
Just keeping their eyes closed the entire time.
Exactly. Just, like, really tightly, too. Every now and then they start to creep open, and I retch a little bit and keep mopping.
That sounds great.
So you each regain a piece of cutlery you've discarded.
Getting my knife back.
I don't think I've actually discarded any of my cutlery.
I thought you discarded something for...
I used one of the shop's forks, I think.
All right. You're still golden on cutlery.
Guess I'll take my teaspoon back.
Yeah, there you go. You can go and break later again.
Break even.
Got him. And then for the evening. So, Lindsay, can you draw us the last catastrophe of the evening?
Ace of diamonds. A lot of aces. What the hell?
Oh no.
What have I done?
A French man with a curly beard comes in, picks up the Greyhound, and tries to leave with it.
No complaints here.
Is Jean Kidnapto the famous animal thief?
Want a coffee on your way out?
Oh, no, I am kidnapping this Greyhound.
I mean, it's not really ours. It kind of just wandered in here.
I was sort of expecting more resistance.
Yeah. No, I mean, we don't need it.
I mean, it's not as really fun when I'm not escaping something.
Oh, maybe, I mean, do either of you two have any objections?
I mean, well, sorry, go ahead.
I just, you know, we've already gotten one-star review today. I wouldn't want our renowned animal thief to think poorly of us. He's probably got a big following, so.
I see what you're saying. No, you can't have the wolf, I guess.
Okay.
Are you just...
What are you waiting to keep him from taking the wolf?
I don't want to keep him from taking... I'm just telling him he can't have it. I'm still, like, behind the counter, not even, like...
I'm gonna, like, tell him, listen, renowned animal kidnapper, if that is your real name.
It's not. I told you
it's a title.
I don't think you're the proper owner of that dog, which, I mean, falls in character.
I'm not. That's why...
The owner of that dog is the great American public.
It is now.
That's why I am the phantom.
I will tell you, you can have that dog. I will let you walk out of here with that dog without me getting in your way if you can give me 3 Greyhound facts that I don't know.
Well, if their stomachs flip over, they can die.
Okay.
They sleep a whole fucking lot.
Sure.
I walk behind the out from behind the counter, and I whisper into the guy's ear, and I'm like, "There's a bunch of buses named after them."
Well, there's a bunch of buses named after
you, them. Son of a bitch! How did I not know those 3 very common Greyhound facts? You've bested me today, renowned animal kidnapper.
Alright, so somehow that rules is written. Catastrophes aren't supposed to go unresolved. But look, I think this pretty much solves itself as the Greyhound is carried out of the establishment.
I'll put my knife on it. Yeah, just quick and decisive, just let him have it.
He doesn't... Yeah.
Alright.
Alright. Then can I get each of you to draw your snafus for the round?
Dose of forks.
2 black.
Is that clubs?
Clubs, yeah. They do look like forks in this one.
7 of clubs.
Wow.
10 of diamonds.
Nice. 10 red. All right. Alright, that's what that is. So, broken glass.
Again?
Yep.
Or complex is it the same order. From earlier?
No, it's new broken glass.
It's new.
The kidnapper, like, broke our window on the way out just to be a jerk.
Oh, the door was open.
He had to make a dramatic escape.
Yeah.
Yes, he picked the great... I know you can't really pick greyhounds up. These are big. But he picked the greyhound up like this. And he just, like, jumped back through a window, rolled out, and ran away.
But it was still, like, leashed to the chair.
Yeah.
Yes, the chair is still dragging along. So you lost a chair.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lindsay's not going to be happy about
We're going to have to find another one at a yard sale.
Yep. So as that happens... Someone reaches in and tears down one of the promotional
Son
posters
of a bitch.
You had up right inside the cafe. He just breaches through the broken window. I'll be taking that.
Wait, what's the promotional poster for?
It is for Freebeat Poetry Night down at Lindsay's Coffee.
Oh, Cafe chasing Lindsay. The son of a bitch down. No one steals the promos for the poetry thing.
Don't fuck with Poetry Night. That's the number one rule.
It is. It's on the chalkboard. Don't fuck with Poetry Night. It's very inappropriate, and we've got many complaints about the language in it, but it's there.
And finally, as this is all happening, what is apparently either your third or fourth customer for the evening, if you want to count the renowned pet thieves, comes up and starts placing a complex order.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, so I will have three mochas. One with two shots, one with four shots, one with five shots.
That's four. No, hold on. You said three. Now you're at four.
Okay, I'll have three mocha lattes, one with two shots, one with four shots, two with three shots.
Wait, no.
I will have... No, and then hold on. I get, like, three honey sandwiches? You... Hold the tomatoes.
No, there's no tomatoes on honey sandwiches, sir.
Okay, can I get three honey sandwiches with extra tomatoes? And then I can I? Let's see. I see you have Oreos. Can I get a coffee cup filled with Oreos, but then you pour coffee over the Oreos?
That'll be $100.
All right. Well, how you'll wager something to get all that?
Okay. I have my teaspoon. I guess I'll use...
You can wager one of the shops. You still have one spoon and one knife. Two knives from the shop.
I will use... Oh, goodness. Okay. I was trying to be a little creative, but I guess I can't really. Is the fork still on? I discarded the fork, I think, from the shop.
Yeah, the shop doesn't have a fork anymore.
Okay. I guess I'll use... one of the shop's spoons to write down the order.
All right. Yeah, that's just a very calm approach. All right. Now.
And then I'm using a card. Do your shit. Six of diamonds.
All right. So you wager a spoon. Unfortunately, spades are beaten by diamonds. I believe I got that wrong earlier too. So despite your best efforts, you are not able to fulfill the complex order, and the customer leaves in a huff.
Dude ordered four mochas with five shots, with five of them having... Anyway. Yeah. Order was literally not tangible. It was like an imaginary number.
He is upset. It is done. And since you failed, the power does go out. Your spoon has been discarded from the power outage.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no. My spoon has been... Oh, no. Good thing it's the end of the day.
And did you say you were going after the person who tore down the promotion?
Yeah, I want to chase him, like, down the street, down dark alleyways, like, through people's yards, however far I gotta go to get that promo poster.
All right. Corbin jumps out of the broken window. Corbin jumps through another
breaks
window.
Breaks more glass.
It starts...
Breaks another window.
Starts his chase down into memory. What are
I'm
you
wagering my knife.
All right. And draw...
Queen of diamonds.
All right. Unfortunately, that is a tie, so... As you were chasing him, he just keeps narrowly getting away. Do you want to wager another?
I do have a spoon that I could turn into a knife, or do I just throw that away?
Yeah, just wager.
The Ten of Hearts.
So that's an auto succeed. Like,
good job.
As you chase him down the back alley, like through a pool party. And you just, like, tackle him into a fence, like, easily a mile away from the shop.
I want to imagine that, like, we go to the pool party and, like, we both, like, end up in the pool. And Corbin just, like, Terminator walks out of the pool and, like, snatches the poster.
Yes.
no one fucks with the poetry promotions.
Can I take some of the cardboard from the Oreo boxes and try and seal off the window with it?
Of course. And I believe that would be a spoon?
Yeah. Probably.
Alright. Alright, go wager your spoon.
And then... six of hearts.
Okay, so you ought to succeed on that. You are able to cardboard up both of the window, both of the broken windows.
Lindsay, I did something right.
Oh, yeah, you did. You put cardboard on the windows. Good job.
Thanks.
Y'all are still in the dark, and as the shop is closing up, two very posh-looking people walk in. It's like, excuse me. I think someone said they saw our greyhound going into here earlier in the day.
I have no clue.
Well, what's a greyhound?
No, I haven't seen any buses in town for years.
I think that's where we're gonna end it for this session. All right. Wow, hour long.
Almost on the hour.
Thank you all for playing with me. Oh wait, let's not stop recording yet. Promotions.
That was fun.
Poetry
night.
Yeah,
you know.
Poetry night.
Poetry night. Okay, everyone come to the Dice Beach Poetry Night. We are all, in fact, meeting in person. Don't worry, it's in Arizona. Nothing can happen there. But yes.
Yeah.
Sean, if people wanted to hear more from you or check out all your wonderful things, where can they find you on the internet?
They can find me mostly on thearcanary.com. You can also find me personally on Instagram at Onishan, O-N-I-S-E-A-N, and you can find The Arcanary everywhere at The Arcanary. Come say hi, send me a wave.
Nice. Alright. Matt, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at KentaroTPC, and you can check out my actual play tabletop podcast, Curse of Lords, at Curse of Lords, or the website curseoflords.com. You can also find it everywhere that podcasts are free.
Alright. And Lindsay, where can we... Lily, where can we find...
Use the real name.
Lily.
You can find me, IGM, at FalloutSOTN on Twitter. I don't have my own Twitter because screw Smart. That. You can also find me around. You know, I'm sure, you know, you might just keep listening to this podcast. I'll turn up again. I'm sure of it.
Just look out the door occasionally. Odds are Lily will be out there. Walking along. Yeah.
I will be right there staring.
Fun fact, if you go into the bathroom, turn off the lights and say, Lily, 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 three
nothing
times
will happen.
The bathroom mirror, nothing will happen, but you can download Fallout Survivors of the North on your podcatcher of choice. It is a very fun system in the Vaults and Vertebrate system, right?
That's right.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for having us. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you had fun. All right, and then now we can stop recording. And then we can start shit-talking all the people listening to this. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no. The baristas are Lily, Matt, and Sean. DMing and producing is done by Eric. The track used is Tea Stop Cafe by David Rovics, licensed under an Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike License 3.0. The song has been edited for length. Thank you to Ray Calloris for making our art. You can find her over at Keyligraphy Inc. or keyligraphyinc.com. If you like the show, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating and review, or a review, you know, either one, rating or review, over on your podcatcher of choice to help more people find us. If you really like the show, please consider going over to Patreon and donating as little as $1 a month. I have a lot of fun making this show and playing with a bunch of cool people, but it does take a lot of work, and I would like to be able to devote more time to Dice Fools to make it the best it can be. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at Dice Fiends or shoot us an email at dicefiendspod@gmail.com. Next week, we are going back to the Gamerverse. So that will be the last week in February. I am good with it. Good week. Weeks, the 24th. And luckily enough, we're doing Persona 5. Persona 5 Strikers is coming out the 23rd, so I'll try not to have the game late, the episode late, but if it does, you know what happens. Until next time, remember,
no one fucks with Poetry Night.
Goodbye.
Stopping by the T-Stop.